"This may save us a visit to Brixton Road,"
whispered Holmes.
"Come with me, and we will see what is to be made of this fellow."
Striding through the scattered knots of people who lounged round the flaring stalls, my companion speedily overtook the little man and touched him upon the shoulder. He sprang round, and I could see in the gaslight that every vestige of colour had been driven from his face.
"Who are you, then? What do you want?"
he asked in a quivering voice. "You will excuse me," said Holmes blandly, "but I could not help overhearing the questions which you put to the salesman just now. I think that I could be of assistance to you."
"You? Who are you? How could you know anything of the matter?"
"My name is Sherlock Holmes. It is my business to know what other people don't know."
"But you could know nothing of this."
"Excuse me, I know everything of it. You are endeavouring to trace some geese which were sold by Mrs. Oakshott of Brixton Road to a salesman named Breckinridge, by him in turn to Mr. Windigate of the Alpha, and by him to his club, of which Mr. Henry Baker is a member."
"Oh, sir, you are the very man whom I longed to meet,"
cried the little fellow with outstretched hands and quivering fingers.
"I can hardly explain to you how interested I am in this matter.